Good afternoon. Thank you for including me in this panel discussion today. I have nothing to disclose except that I'm sorry for those who were just in the last session with me. You'll have to hear my spiel about AmChip and the Title V block grant again. Speaking today to talk to you a little bit more about AmChip and to promote an exciting new maternal health resource. My colleague Andrea will be passing these along to you. Feel free to take one if you'd rather not, you know, be weighed down on your way back home. That's okay too. And also, we can coordinate mailing, shipping of copies too if you're interested in more. A little bit about AmChip. The Association of Maternal and Child Health Programs is a national resource, partner, and advocate for state public health leaders and others working to improve the health of women, children, youth, and families, including those with special health care needs. AmChip's members come from the highest levels of state government and include directors of maternal and child health programs, directors of programs for children with special health care needs, and others. Our members directly serve all women and children nationwide, and membership also includes academic, advocacy, and community-based family organizations, as well as families themselves. The Title V MCH Services Block Grant is a more than 80-year-old federal-state partnership administered by the Maternal and Child Health Bureau of the Health Resources and Services Administration. There are few MCH activities that take place in states that are not in some way touched by this critical funding source. The Block Grant provides public health services and systems, enabling and direct services for the entire MCH population, from newborn screening to bullying prevention in schools, to safe sleep programs to reduce the risk of SIDS and SUID, to maternal mortality reviews. The Block Grant is there. Why did we create this guide? Well, more than 50,000 women experience severe complications of pregnancy each year, and an estimated 700 die from complications either during pregnancy or within 1 year of delivery. Title V MCH programs are committed to improving the health of mothers in their states. In fact, guidance for the Title V MCH block grant was recently revised to reflect the need to reduce maternal mortality and severe morbidity. With the transformation of the block grant, there are new national performance measures related to maternal health. As you can see, the response has been huge. Here is just a sampling of partners working together to address maternal health. In May of this year, AmChip released Health for Every Mother, a maternal health resource and planning guide for states. Included in this guide are a menu of actionable strategies across six core elements of a comprehensive initiative, national resources, and examples from more than 30 states. It also includes assessment tools to facilitate planning. Here's a little bit on our methods. AmChip combed through national and state reports, consensus documents, and maternal mortality review reports to find key themes. We asked states to share their successes, and we engaged a wide network of reviewers. The strategies in this guide are aligned with the health impact pyramid. Planning tools assist states in assessing where they are today to identify gaps and opportunities. Evidence-based and evidence-informed strategies are identified throughout. State examples and ideas to consider are embedded throughout the guide. Here's what I mean by core elements. These are the core elements of a comprehensive maternal health initiative. The first two elements in the red box are what we call infrastructure elements. These are strengthening maternal health data systems and increasing the value of investments in maternal health. Timely and accurate data is important to state planning efforts. MCH programs can position themselves for long-term sustainability through alignment of partners and resources, utilizing evidence, and clearly communicating the impact of their programs and policies. Part two of the guide offers a menu of strategies organized within the four remaining elements. This is what we call the action elements. This includes element three, enable healthy living; element four, improve access to care; element five, ensure high quality health care for women of childbearing age; and element six, ensure readiness in response to obstetric emergencies. I'll share some specific examples from elements three and four with you today, as that aligns well with what the other speakers are presenting on. As I mentioned, the guide includes planning tools to help states think about their existing maternal health programs and aid them in developing more comprehensive initiatives across the states. These tools are meant to be used with partners to really look and facilitate the assessment of current activities, untapped resources, action needed, who else needs to be at the table in each of these elements. Now, if you were able to get a guide in front of you, I'm going to walk through some specific examples, starting on page 44, element 3. Again, these are the action elements. Element 3 is all about healthy living, and this section is organized around three strategies: address underlying social determinants of health, build environments that support healthy and active living, and implement community-based health promotion efforts. Some of the, we've called out certain resources, some national level resources, and then examples from the field, which really shows and articulates how these states and communities are working in element 3. Programs include Healthy Start Housing, Healthy Minnesota Partnership, Produce Prescription in Ohio, and a Power Your Life Preconception Health Campaign in Utah. Element 4 is improving access to care. There are two strategies here: promote comprehensive health coverage and improve availability and acceptability of services. Availability and acceptability refers to physical access and availability of services. Acceptability of services is the women-centered approaches, some of the Medicaid presumptive eligibility and demonstration projects, extending Medicaid for postpartum eligibility, and increasing access to long-acting reversible contraceptive. There's a resource box here starting on page 57 as well that talks about the AMCHIP, National Center for Health Reform Implementation. Here you'll find lots of resources and how states and other programs can utilize the provisions in the Affordable Care Act to improve coverage and care for women. So now that the guide's been released, AMCHIP is focusing on some opportunities ahead. We really want to hear from you as you work to build a comprehensive maternal health initiative in your state. We want to know what is exciting to you. What do you need? Take a look at the guide. Become familiar with the six core elements and reach out and engage partners. You can find Title V program information for your state on AMCHIP's website. Join with partners to complete a scan of current policies and programs using the tools provided in this guide. And check out Innovation Station, AMCHIP's searchable database of emerging, promising, and best practices in MCH. This database allows you to learn more about MCH programs across the United States and to benefit from lessons learned by your peers. Here's the link to download the resource guide. Please do not hesitate to reach out to me or Andrea, my colleague. If you'd like additional copies of the guide for your organization, please drop off your card with me. We look forward to hearing about your successes in promoting maternal health. Thank you.